You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
They've already started. Look, they've already started the celebrations by the look of it.
Yeah, Fede Valverde.
Yeah.
Dani Carvajal.
And that is it. Real Madrid, for the 35th time, a record 35th time, are the champions of La Liga. Even with a B team out for most of the game, they were way too good for Espanyol today. Two for Rodrigo, one for Marco Asensio, yet another. A 42nd of the season for Karim Benzema. And Real Madrid can start their party and head to the fountain to drink the champagne for another title win. Many congratulations to Real Madrid.
Yeah, well deserved. See a lot of the staff, kit men, Interleros. They were still there when I was there. Shows what type of club they're at. But very well deserved. Very dominant performance throughout the season. And to be 17 points clear at this stage is exceptional. Super Cup winners, still in the Champions League fighting. What a wonderful season.
And they've done it with four games to spare. They've still got to play Atletico Madrid away from home next Sunday. Then Levante here, Cadiz, who are fighting for their lives down towards the bottom. And then Real Betis, who might have plenty to play for when they come here in the final game of the season. That's all to come. But as far as the mathematics are concerned in La Liga, it's now academic, because we know who is going to win it. Real Madrid. Will they add the Champions League as well? Although Manchester City first and Liverpool or Villarreal will have something to say about that. I think one thing that's kind of, we forget about them, the mentality of this club's strong, isn't it?
Yeah, the mentality is rock solid, Ian. Whenever they're down, they find a way to stay involved in the game, not let it get away from them. And we saw that particularly in the Champions League against PSG, of course, and against Chelsea, even Manchester City. They were down and out to a certain extent, but fought back three times to get close.
OK, there we are. Real Madrid are the champions. They've won 4-0 here. Let's hand it back to Kay Murray.
The celebrations are underway at the Santiago Bernabeu as Real Madrid scoop their 35th Liga title. And they did it in style on the day in front of the home fans with a 4-0 win over Espanyol. Tonight they will be heading to the Goddess Cibeles, the fountain where they celebrate their famous victories. Deserved win for them this season for you, LA?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think for Real Madrid, more so than what they were able to do as a group, I think the thing that they should be proud of is how consistent they were in comparison to everybody else that was supposed to contend for this title. So when you think about Real Madrid over the course of the season, there were moments where you may have asked some questions, are they a little underwhelming? And yet they always found a way to get a result. Whereas everybody else around them, Sevilla, Barcelona, Atletico Madrid, they all fell by the wayside. And Real Madrid said, you know what? We're good enough to take this. We got the players. We got Karim Benzema. We got consistency. We got the right manager in place. We got the right midfielders. We're going to go ahead and win this thing. And they ran away with it in the end, and deservedly so.
Ali Moreno and Kay Murray here with you in the studios. We're also joined by La Liga legend Luis Garcia. Wow. Luis, I'll get your thoughts as well on what you've seen from Real Madrid overall this season and whether they are worthy champions.
I think Ali summed it up very well. I think that consistency is the right word. I remember the last game, well, the first game against Espanyol, it was a turning point for them. They lost 1-2. Ancelotti was trying to change the system, was trying to make a good rotation. Camavinga was playing the middle, but he also moved to the left side. Things didn't click. And through that moment, you start putting every single weekend the best 11. Kroos, Modric, Casemiro in the center, and they start getting that consistency. It's true that for certain moments, they because they were tied, because you could see that at the end, Modric scored, they got a little bit of experience, let's call it this way, so many years on them, and they couldn't cope with the intensity of the games. They were playing at the weekend, playing at midweek Champions League, they were trying to compete also in the Cup, so at the end, you could see that they were struggling to get results, but Ancelotti kept going with the same 11, just maybe moving one or two players up front in that right side with Asensio, with Rodrigo, giving them some stability and trying to give them some confidence, but the same 11. And that 11 is the one who brought that here. Consistency, scoring goals, that partnership between Benzema and Vinicius Junior has been outstanding the whole season. They prove it again today. Once again, Vinicius in the left side being clinical and passing the ball to Benzema, that he's been the top scorer and will remain top scorer of La Liga and doing so well in Champions League. And now I think that we can call them winners of the La Liga season. And they're going to leave the trophy. Hopefully they can party a lot and then we'll see what happens at the midweek game against Manchester City.
Yeah, that champagne might have to stay on ice for these players. There's a big game coming up. But let's take a look at how they ensured they could take the Liga trophy home with them today. It will be there. Different lineup for Carlo Ancelotti as expected with that big game on the horizon. But the first goal came from Rodrigo.
Beautiful interchange on the left-hand side with Marcelo. Good first touch away from Yangel Herrera. Passed the defending from Espanyol. Clinical finish. Oh, and even better dancing. Get it. All right, I like that.
He was at the double as well before the first half whistle had even been blown.
Yangel Herrera with a turnover coming out of the back. Good pressure from Mariano. And then it's 1v1 for Rodrigo. He takes Sergio Gomez to the inside. And by then, no chance for the goalkeeper, Diego Lopez. He's diving the wrong way.
As we take it to the second half, the reason we're showing you what we see here is because the ball goes up the other end of the pitch, but should it have been called back? This is what does go on to happen. Real Madrid on the break, and it would be Marco Asensio who scores the goal, but no penalty given at the other end.
And it's a follow-through challenge here from Casemiro, who's late on Alex Vidal. So we're saying that if Alex Vidal had just stayed on the ground and got hit by either Marcelo or Casemiro, that would have been a penalty. Not seen by VAR, not checked from VAR. Asensio doesn't care. He goes on and scores.
81st minute. Oh, we know this one. Vini to Benzema, goal.
We've seen that combination before. And Karim Benzema, he's automatic right now. It's only a surprise when he's not scoring.
He is actually somebody I think we have to talk about first when it comes to the players this season for Real Madrid. Without him, they probably wouldn't be here.
We're talking about Carlo Ancelotti, or are we talking about Karim Benzema?
We are talking about Karim Benzema.
Oh. Well, Karim Benzema, and I think we have said this many a times, we have said it time and time and time again, he is the most important player for Real Madrid and Carlo Ancelotti. He has been so for the length of the season, and he is the one guy that Real Madrid cannot afford not to have on the field.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything that we've seen at 34 years old, it really has been wonderful to see. But let's send it back out to our commentators from today's game, Ian Dark and Steve McManaman, to look back on everything they saw.
Yeah, thanks very much indeed, Kay. We're about to enter the ceremonial part of the day when the La Liga trophy will be handed over by the president of the Spanish Football Federation, Luis Rubiales. And of course, I think Karim Benzema, he's never won it before, he's going to pick up the Pichichi trophy for top scorer in La Liga. That can't be done just yet. He's on 26. But the trophy is lifted. And Real Madrid, well, it's extraordinary, really, what they've done this season. Not really that well fancied when the campaign began, but they're 17 points clear.
Yeah, I fancied them, to be very honest, at the beginning of the season. But you're right, Ian, the fact that they didn't win it last year, the fact that they didn't do much in the transfer window. Yes, they brought David Alaba in, but they didn't do much business or strengthen. But they've been relentless, really.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. Marcelo and Karim Benzema into the shadows to get the trophy.
And then they'll be heading down to the fountain pretty soon as well. The traditional celebration among thousands of supporters. It'll have to be slightly subdued because of that big game against City coming up on Wednesday night. That's a handsome trophy, isn't it, as well? They know it well in these parts. And what it means is, as Marcelo holds it aloft, Real Madrid are champions again. Nobody really has been able to lay a glove on them in Spain this year for lots of different reasons. That's another subject. But Carlo Ancelotti, just to remind you, has created history as well here. The first coach ever to win the title in Europe's five major leagues. England, Germany, France, Italy and Spain, with Chelsea, Bayern, Paris Saint-Germain, Milan and Real Madrid. It was the one that got away in his first reign. What an achievement for him. And they're not finished yet this season, are they, Macca?
No, they're not finished yet at all, Ian. You're right. Yes, they lost to Athletic Bilbao in the Copa del Rey, but they've won the Super Cup. And they're still involved in the big one, which is the Champions League. Manchester City are favourites, but once that game comes around, this atmosphere will be a lot different.
Just thinking of somebody like Eduardo Camavinga there, who, you know, had a tough upbringing, didn't he? I think that's been well documented. Here he's come, made this big move, not an easy move to make, to come to the Bernabeu, and he's a title winner in his first season. Yeah. David Alaba will be there somewhere as well, won't he? All those trophies he won in Germany, but now he's got one in Spain too. It's Dani Ceballos' first one too. A lot of the rest of them, well, you'd need a lorry really, wouldn't you? A Pantechnicon to carry it around, all the silverware they've won. You know this tune, don't you?
Oh, yeah. There's nothing better when you've got a trophy in your hands, is there?
The chants of Real Madrid ringing around the Bernabeu. The pictures don't really require a caption. Espanyol players have gone back to their locker room now, and I suppose in a way the consolation for them and their fans today is they're staying in La Liga, and I suppose in a cruel way they'll be thinking any year Barcelona, their big rivals from their city, don't win it is not such a bad news for them.
Yeah, correct. They've had a really good season. Unfortunately, they were just the second act tonight. It was all about Real Madrid and getting the result, which they did, nice and easily.
It's an emotional moment for those players. The culmination of a season's work. And you might look at it from the outside, we're saying, OK, they only need a point today against the team in the lower half of the table. But you've got to grab that chance, haven't you? And it's not just today, it's grinding it out week in, week out.
Yes, it is. It is. This is the nice part, of course. Beautiful day in Madrid, our home, lifting that trophy. But as you rightly said, early on in the season, when you've got injuries, when it's hard work, when you're travelling everywhere, that's when you have to grind out the right results. This is just the icing on the cake, this is today. Thoroughly deserved. There's Carlo. Thoroughly deserved from him. Wonderful job he's done.
Yeah, his place in Real Madrid folklore was already written, having delivered the elusive Décima, 10th Champions League title. Of course, they've added to that since then. But already, part of his mind will be moving towards Wednesday and the big assignment with Manchester City. Just to remind you, City lead 4-3 after an amazing first leg. Look at this. He's getting a bit old for all of that, but he doesn't mind. Of course he doesn't. Take that every time. Obviously very popular. He is a popular charmer, really, around the game. And he's got the La Liga title to put in his pocket tonight. Real Madrid, runaway winners of the Spanish La Liga title. And they finished the job in some style today with that 4-0 win over Espanyol. So from everybody here at the Bernabeu, let's hand it back to the studio. And Kay Murray.
Did you know less than 10% of Americans own an e-bike? Here's why that should change. Studies show e-bike owners actually end up exercising more, plus getting outside more. If you're looking for a balanced lifestyle and everyday adventures, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes. They are the number one selling e-bike brand in America. Their bikes are typically foldable, pre-assembled, and have serious range up to 150 miles on some models. Check them out today at electricebikes.com and add some more adventure to your week. That's lectricebikes.com. Passion, drive and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights and more. Whether you're into speed, power or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Lovely scene, seeing Carlo Ancelotti there. And of course, the Champions League is on the horizon, something that we know he's gone down already in Madrid folklore for bringing them La Decima. But this, the league title, and for everything it means to him as well, will be very important. But his style of management can be credited for a lot of this. He knows how to deal with those big players, Ale, and it's been proven.
Look, Florentino Perez has been criticized for many decisions, for many positions that he has taken over the course of the years, for many things that people do not agree in the way that he carries his business with Real Madrid. This decision of bringing Carlo Ancelotti back to Real Madrid could not have been any better. It was the perfect manager and the perfect personality for this group, where they have been and where they needed to be, and Carlo Ancelotti comes in and gives the trust and confidence to his players, experienced players, and say, okay, you're gonna run this team, but guess what? In order for you to be successful, we're going to need to get the best out of some of these younger guys. And we're going to need to get productivity from Vinicius Jr. And he's going to become the partner that Karim Benzema hasn't had since Cristiano Ronaldo left. And he became what he became, Vinicius Jr., under Carlo Ancelotti. It wasn't before, and it is now. Now, there is obviously credit that goes to Vini Jr., but there has to be a platform for success that Carlo Ancelotti provided for these players. Vinicius Jr. is a great example of that. When you see the love and appreciation of the players and the reactions that they have towards Carlo Ancelotti, it tells you everything that you need to know of how special he is to them. And it's not easy to walk into an environment where there is pressure all the time, all the time. And what I've enjoyed about Carlo Ancelotti this season, much more so than anything else, is how honest he has been on the assessment of his players, of himself, and his team. There's a lightness to Carlo Ancelotti in the way that he has addressed the media this season that is a good change of pace. He wasn't yelling and screaming. He wasn't making all sorts of controversial comments. He wasn't dragging out people out there and throwing them under the bus. No, he was honest, and he was constructive, and he was positive. His assessment of himself and his assessment of his team. And whenever there was credit to be given, he gave it to the players. He didn't take it to himself. And players appreciate it. they respond to that, and it is clear that they have a great appreciation of Carlo Ancelotti as a manager.
We've just seen scenes of Marcelo here, his 24th title, Luis Garcia. Marcelo has been quite the loyal servant to Real Madrid since he came in the 06-07 season, a season when he also won the league title, and here he is again celebrating it as captain.
He's a key player for Real Madrid. He's always been. And here is one of the players that you are guys talking about, this managerial style of Carlo Ancelotti. Doesn't want to get involved in much. He's always on the side, always giving the importance and the highlight to the players. He's always behind the scene. That's something very important when you are dealing with a lot of egos, a lot of personalities. He didn't thought about having 200 million on the bench waiting with Hazard and Bale. He gave it the trust to the player. He thought he was the best one. And for today, he knew that it was a massive and important game for Marcelo. To be involved, to be part of it, he was the player who was going to leave. And probably because maybe next year he's not going to be involved for Real Madrid. So he gave it all the protagonist to him. You're going to leave the trophy, go there and show that you have so much talent. Well, I think that Marcelo's today's game, he was one of the best ones throughout the season. He was organized, he was decent going forward, and at the end, he always showing that the quality that is always there. We'll see what happens in the future for him, but definitely he's been one of the most important players in the history of this Real Madrid.
Yeah, we can go line by line as well this season, but I think we have to talk about Thibaut Courtois as well, a goalkeeper who really is so sturdy between those sticks for Real Madrid.
And that at times, this season, Real Madrid have needed Thibaut Courtois to be at his very, very best. Because defensively, there have been some issues. And defending through the midfield has been a question for Real Madrid. And there have been moments in which they have been hanging on. But that's why you need everybody on the field to be able to respond and to be able to do their job. And Thibaut Courtois did it better than anybody else in Spain in terms of the goalkeeping position. He has been outstanding. Whenever he had to come up with a big save, he's been able to do that. And I think he's taking his profile as a goalkeeper to an elite level. Perhaps he was in a different tier coming into the season. I think he has taken now that front-running position as the best goalkeeper in the world.
How do they manage the celebrations tonight, Luis? Because obviously there's that huge game on the horizon against Manchester City in the Champions League. Will it still be as early to bed as possible, or will they go out tonight and celebrate properly?
Yeah, well, but I think that they are professionals. They know what there is on the stake for this midweek game. And today is still time to recover, so probably they will go. They have to offer to the statue here in Madrid, to La Cibeles, where all the fans will go to celebrate with them. They have to go there, show it. But I'm sure that after that, they will go to have dinner and then go straight away to rest. I think they all know how important it is, the midweek game. And once again, I know that there is not going to be big parties. But at least they have to show it and enjoy it with the supporters. For many times, they haven't had the chance of showing this trophy with them, because of the situation of the pandemic moment.
Some of the characters in this side and the leadership that you see in this side is what some of the big teams in world football are often lacking and crying out for. One of those being Luka Modric. Everything he's been to this Real Madrid side, and here he is again celebrating another title.
And he's yet another player that has found new life in his career, late in his career. There were moments in which Luka Modric, over the last couple of seasons, you're thinking, well, he's running out of gas. He's still a genius, but he's running out of gas. You didn't get the sense that that was happening this season. There were moments in which, of course, he needed some rest, in which he needed to have his legs rested. But that's when managing comes in, and Ancelotti has done very well in recognizing the moments in which perhaps Luka Modric needs some time off. But when he's been on the field, he has been so critical to their success, and the Champions League run that Real Madrid has put together would not be possible without the individual performance of Luka Modric. Now, over the course of a long season, there are different moments in which you can highlight certain plays from Luka Modric, but I go back to some of the things that he's been able to do in Champions League, and then that leadership that has been shown over the course of La Liga season. He has been outstanding individually, and I think because of his performance, it has to elevate the performance of players around him. Because if he's able to do it, if you're a guy like Edward Camavinga, who's young, coming in with all sorts of dreams and aspirations, and you see Luka Modric do the things that he does game in, game out, week in, week out, and that's the standard, And that's the example. So if you're Fede Valverde, if you're Camavinga, you need to play at that level if indeed you think you're going to get on the field. A guy like Luka Modric doesn't just play for himself. He makes everybody else around him better.
And you're talking about some of those younger players that are going to be coming through at Real Madrid in the future, Luis. And then with the players that we know they're looking at when it comes to the transfer market, the future's looking good for Madrid, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think that, and Ancelotti mentioned it the other day, there were talks about having a new holding midfielder to replace and help the players who have been struggling this year because of the amount of game that they play. And he said that we got it at home, and he was talking about Camavinga. Very young, and as well said, Ali, getting a lot of experience. In the last couple of games that he's been involved, he's been fantastic, showing that, yeah, he's picking up the thing that the experienced players are giving to him. He's learning how to move, what it means to play for Real Madrid, what it means to play in front of 80,000 fans at the Bernabeu, what it is to play for winning every single trophy. That's a lot of pressure you need to handle. And I think it's showing that he's taking step by step, but definitely proving that it is worth it to be on the 11 starters. And then there have been talks about Haaland, maybe the chance, or Mbappé arriving to this Real Madrid side. That, of course, if this year are in the semi-final of the Champions League, they just won the La Liga trophy, and if they bring a couple more players, this is once again Real Madrid going to be challenging every single trophy like they do every single year, because at the end, the talent is there, the history is there, and they got those epic moments that this year they show us that they are going to use them if they are in trouble to try to get a result. Fantastic season that Real Madrid is having, and we'll see what the future comes for them.
Yeah, what do you think, Luis, next year, how much closer Barcelona will be and how much closer the title race will be now that Xavi's in there?
Well, Xavi proved that he brought the players, understood the philosophy of the team, what he wants to be playing for the future. Young talents that they need to get more experience. Of course, I'm sure that the club is working on bringing a couple or three more players to try to strengthen the squad, because some of them probably they're not going to be ready to play at the Camp Nou next season. But it's still a lot of work. It's still a lot of work. And if they want to be challenging for a whole long season like the one is La Liga, they need to continue working. You have to be more consistent this year. They arrived to manage and get a few good results in a row, but it wasn't enough to maintain it, and that's the way that Xavi needs to continue working for the future. Yes, we got talent, we got some young players who can give us a lot, but we need more. We need more if we want to be challenging, because next year it's not going to be only Real Madrid. Atletico Madrid is going to be back once again. Sevilla is going to be fighting. Atletico Madrid is going to be back. So it's going to be once again a very long season.
And the conversation continues as to whether it will be Mbappe coming in next season. There are still some rumours that he could stay at PSG, Ali. And considering what we have seen from Rodrigo lately, is there an argument to say instead of signing Mbappe, use that money instead to strengthen the squad in other areas?
Well, yes, there is an argument to be made. And it may be a valid argument. However, it's nice to get some sugar. All right, Thibaut Courtois. Look, the truth is that if Mbappe is out there and he's available to you, you go get him. It is a generational talent. And if indeed he's a reality for you, you go and get him. You worry about the other parts of the field at some other time. And while it may sound irresponsible in some ways, because you're saying, well, we have players that can play that position, well, not quite to the level of Kylian Mbappe. And so just think for a second. Picture this. How exciting would it be for Real Madrid to have Karim Benzema down the middle, Vinicius one side, Kylian Mbappe the other side? Yeah. I don't know how you focus on a defensive midfielder or a left back or a right back or a center back when you have the opportunity to make that happen. You learn from some of the things that you saw from PSG this season and you try to make decisions accordingly. But man, that is an opportunity that is very hard to pass up if Kylian Mbappe is out there for you.
Luis, what kind of boost will this league title win today give to Madrid going into that second leg against City later in the week?
No, massive. The confidence for the player is just incredible. At the end, these kind of games, it only give you that. They knew that it wasn't going to be an easy one, but you could see that the play has been quite an easy game. They didn't have to push much with the draw. They already have the trophy at home, so they were holding a little bit because they know how important is the game. But in the moment that you win the game, in the way that they won, in the moment that you get a trophy, you celebrate your fans, and you know that everybody's expecting the best from you for the midweek game, these are big boost for them, and definitely it's going to be an amazing and fantastic game, the one we're going to see against Manchester City, because Manchester City is got a very strong game that they're going to have to face this afternoon against Leeds, and well, we'll see how they arrive, how they are challenging also for the league, and they're going to still have to fight, and that's going to be a lot of pressure and a lot of strength that they're going to leave on the field. So I expect a very good game, and definitely for this Real Madrid side, they couldn't see it in a better way.
I wonder if Raul would rate Nacho's bullfighter.
I don't rate the bulls, though.
Well, Raul, famously known for doing this after celebrating a league title win, mind Nacho has been around plenty a year to see this and continues to be someone that you can rely on in this Real Madrid side. Dani Carvajal there with his family. Who else stood out this season for you for Real Madrid, Ale?
Well, we've spoken about Karim Benzema. We've spoken about Luka Modric. Vini Jr. we mentioned. Ancelotti as well. I'm going to throw a name of a player that I think came into the season with some pressure because he was going to have to cover for a couple of big names in Real Madrid. So Sergio Ramos, gone. Rafael Varane, gone. In comes not only David Alaba coming from Bayern Munich, but Eder Militao, who we have seen in his time with Real Madrid has a propensity for errors and big mistakes and found consistency of play which we hadn't seen from him. We talk about the growth and maturity of Vinicius Jr. There was growth and maturity from Eder Militao as well. And the fact that that relationship between him and Alaba developed as quickly as it did made this team a lot better defensively and allow this team to then have a platform from which guys like Luka Modric, Casemiro, and Toni Kroos can concern themselves with creating, with setting the pace of the game, with the quality of their possession, because they don't have to be so concerned about what's going on behind them. So I thought, over the course of a season, where there has been a lot of names thrown around, Eder Militao may be somebody whose name doesn't get mentioned quite a lot, because of course you want to talk about Vinicius Jr. Of course you want to talk about Karim Benzema and Luka Modric. But the fact that his relationship with David Alaba became as effective as it did and as quickly as it did, I thought gave Carlo Ancelotti peace of mind, and it gave the midfield peace of mind as well.
Yeah, and I want to stick with the area of defence. We will be hearing from our pitchside team shortly. Obviously, they're just waiting for the celebrations to die down a little bit, but I don't think that will be any time soon. Real Madrid very happy to be celebrating their league title. But going off what Ale said, Luis, it is a whole different ball game when you're a defender for Real Madrid, because it's not like being a defender for most other teams in world football, is it?
Yeah, definitely. At the end, you know that you're not going to have many challenges to face. At the end, Real Madrid normally is dominant. You have the ball. You are a team who is aggressive, attractive going forward. So you know that you have to be ready. And we were talking about before about Courtois. These kind of players, they know the responsibility that one mistake can lead to a bad game or even a whole bad season if you don't do well. And for Militao, arriving to that spot, a certain young age, is only 23, 24, so haven't played much, and suddenly he's thrown there with two of the best defenders living in the history of Real Madrid, Varane and Ramos. You know the pressure. You know what everybody is expecting from being a defender at Real Madrid. And, well, I think he coped with everything very well. He's been fantastic. He's been solid. Going forward also, when he got the confidence, he could play with the ball, bring the ball to the players in the midfield. He's been scoring goals from outside the box, in the air. And they make a fantastic partnership with Alaba. And there were a lot of concerns because of the injuries, COVID situation, the rotation at the back with no one knowing who is your fullback. Carvajal's been injured quite a few times, also Lucas Vázquez, and that made you have no confidence who, what is the player I'm going to have next to me. So I think it's been fantastic to have a player who has had that consistency during the whole season, and he proved that he's once again one of the best centre-backs in Europe at the moment. And he's going to be at Real Madrid for many, many years more.
Luis, let's elaborate on the key areas then that you think they do need to strengthen next season to ensure that they are still in with a shot at winning these trophies.
Well, for me, I think it's clear that they're going to have to buy a fullback in the left side. Marcelo has been there for a few times, but once again, because of the age, because he's not getting involved, he's not going to have many more chances. Mendy is also a player who, because of his physical strength, he gets injured quite often. So you're going to need, if you want to compete for every single trophy, to maybe a replacement. There was a young player who has been called quite a few times, and maybe he's going to be waiting for his opportunity. In the middle of the park, in my opinion, they're going to have to bring also players, because Kroos and Modric, they're going to last forever. So you need to replace him with quality. Ceballos today, I think he was impressive. He's a player who's been in talks maybe to leave next year for Real Betis. There are a few teams that want him to sign, but I think it could be a very good use for Real Madrid in the middle of the park, having also Camavinga and Valverde, young players who can bring, but I think they will need to strengthen with one more. And up front, we'll see what happens, because Bale, of course, is not going to be there. Hazard probably is not going to be there. Rodrigo, I think, is one of the key players who can have more minutes, but I think that they will need to bring another player who can add you goals, because only Vinicius Junior and Kylian Mbappé are the ones who have been scoring more often, Asensio, Rodrigo as well. But I think these two players is not going to be enough if you want to challenge once again. So prior to bring another striker could be a good thing for Real Madrid.
Just showing Marcelo there with a special shirt for himself, 24 titles, surpassing Paco Gento, another Real Madrid legend in the titles won for the club. Just wonderful to see Marcelo and just the years he's been there, the titles he's won. But continuing on from what Luis was talking about, where is it that they need more depth? Where are the areas that they need to look at?
Well, that midfield, I think, is so special, but yet that time is going to come to an end. At some point, Luka Modric and Toni Kroos and Casemiro, they're not going to be together for the midfield of Real Madrid, and you have to look ahead. And I'm assuming that they're thinking Camavinga and Fede Valverde will be part of the answer, but they need something else, because Camavinga, as good a player as he is, and Fede Valverde, as good a player as he is, they don't quite have the offensive creativity, that ability to find that final pass with consistency and break through lines in the way that perhaps Luka Modric is able to do. Now, finding somebody to be like Luka Modric, well, good luck with that. It's not easy to do, but that's a profile player that you should be looking for if you're Real Madrid, because I think that's an area that they're going to have to address. In terms of the players on the outside, right back, left back, those are positions that you need to fill quickly. You also need to have a better option off the bench for Karim Benzema. Now, it's overlooked because he's out there all the time. But Mariano is your option. Luka Jovic is your option. You have to have something better than that, so that you can give Karim Benzema a rest, so that you can rotate players and you can trust that the guy coming off the bench can actually provide you with goals. Without Benzema, this team has no direction in the attack. Maybe you find a player that can be that option.
We know, we've famously seen over the years, Florentino Perez, you may win a title under him, but he's not afraid to let you go if you are the Real Madrid coach, with a league title win here for Carlo Ancelotti. And even if they don't get past Manchester City in the Champions League, the fact that it would be an exit to Manchester City, does that mean that he could be looking at giving him another season and keeping him on?
I think it's a no-brainer. I just praise Florentino Perez for bringing Karim Benzema. It would be a gigantic criminal mistake to allow Carlo Ancelotti to walk out the door. He gave this team calmness and stability. We look at Real Madrid winning the league in the manner in which they're doing, and we're thinking, well, you should have seen this coming all the way. No. That wasn't quite the case going into the season. When we thought about who the favorites would be, well, yeah, Real Madrid was among the favorites, but it would look more likely that it would be Atletico Madrid because they had strengthened their team, because they had become better, and there was more continuity to them than there was to Real Madrid. There were more questions about Real Madrid than there were about Atletico Madrid, and Ancelotti comes in and gives the team stability, calmness, consistency, and that for me, I think, is something that made the difference for this group. You want this sort of personality to get this team moving forward, and Ancelotti has been so very good about handling the group. And when you get to this level, it's not only about tactics. Tactics are critically important, but it's handling the moment, handling the locker room. And this locker room respects Carlo Ancelotti, and that says a lot about the man and the manager as well.
Yeah, and it just seemed that as the years go by, it does have to be that type of approach that Ancelotti takes. Obviously, he'd been there at the highest level himself. We saw with Zidane as well, the respect they had from him. And there aren't always coaches like that. We've seen in the past that some coaches don't fit so well at Real Madrid, even if they've done well elsewhere.
Well, some guys come in and they think they're changing the world. And they think that we're going to do this and we're going to do this and we're going to do this because I say so. Wait a minute. See, here's the thing. You need the players, these big name players with egos, with personalities, to buy into what you're selling. To just impose yourself in the Real Madrid locker room doesn't work. It doesn't work. Now, a guy like Carlo Ancelotti has built-in equity. A guy like Zinedine Zidane, built-in equity, credibility. They walk in, and these are guys that could tell people to do a job, and guys are going to respond to that right away. But when they do it because they trust the manager, they do it even better. And that's the point about Carlo Ancelotti. That's the point about a guy like Zinedine Zidane, that the players in that locker room trust Carlo Ancelotti, that he has their best interest. And when they go into a press conference and Carlo Ancelotti takes all the shots from everybody and takes all the pressure from everybody and says, yeah, it's on me. When we play poorly, it's on me. And we didn't play so well, and we're going to work on it. But when the team does well, look at these players. These players are great. Luka Modric is great. Karim Benzema, special player. Vinicius, special player. So he deflects the praise and puts it on the players and takes all the criticism. For a player, that's a dream come true. And that's what a guy with the experience of Carlo Ancelotti can do, because he fully understands his role and is willing to accept that role. He knows that if he's going to win, it's because the players on the field are going to win it for him. They're not winning because of him. They're not winning because of him. They're winning because these players are special. And then he provides them with a direction and with order, calmness, stability, consistency. That's all the player wants. He wants to trust the manager, and this player certainly trusts Carlo Ancelotti.
There's no way they'd let him go, is there, Luis, again?
I don't think so. I mean, it will be crazy to send a message who just won the La Liga competition, and they are in semifinal. It doesn't matter if you win or not the Champions League final. It doesn't matter if you arrive Champions League final. You're in semifinal. That's a massive achievement. Sometimes people don't understand. No. If you don't win it, it's a disaster of a year. No, that's not the truth. It's very difficult to win it. If you are right to the last stages, you are in the top four, it's already an amazing achievement. And I think what Ali is mentioning is just totally spot on. When you give that trust to the players, when you see the reaction of the players, even the ones that are playing and the ones that are not playing, and I'm talking about Rodrigo, Asensio, Valverde when he has to call him, Ceballos, players who are not involved regularly on the 11 starter. They have had to wait for such a long time to try to get involved. And when they are in, they give everything for you. Even Isco, that haven't been involved in such a long time, but never been on the press. Ancelotti never talk about, no, Isco is not doing well. It's because he's not giving me what I want. Camavinga is not giving me what I want. No, never talk about a player who is not involved. Always focusing on the positive side. These players are doing well. That's what I am using. So at the end, you give that confidence to the player. And for a player, it's so important that if you are not involved, that you are ready to go much more than enough to don't be in the 11 starter, not being playing around, that the manager is not talking about you, why you're not playing. Everybody knows that if you're not playing, it's because you're not good enough, or because you are not giving him what he needs. You have to continue working and try to continue improving on the things that you are not giving to your manager. But Ancelotti managed so well that. So I think that Madrid probably, they have to, already talked to him. And not only 1 year, I could expect a maybe 2 years deal for this Ancelotti manager.
Let's go back to talking about Karim Benzema then and everything that he's done for the side this season and continues to do. You remember, this is a player who came into the club with Cristiano Ronaldo, with Kaká. And obviously, he's already done so well then at Lyon, but he really, really has made himself a Real Madrid legend, Ale.
It's a rare case of a player who, as he gets older, he gets better. And there is maturity when we highlight Vinicius Jr. Well, there's also maturity in highlighting Karim Benzema, in that there was a recognition from him. Okay, Cristiano Ronaldo has walked out the door. Now it's my responsibility. I have to take this responsibility myself. I'm going to have to be the guy. Now, it's one thing to tell yourself, I'm going to have to be the guy, and then actually doing it and executing and setting an example and becoming a leader, not only in what you say and what you show, but what you're able to produce. And it is so easy for players behind Karim Benzema as his teammates, when they see this guy producing as consistently as he has been over the course of the last couple of seasons, to get behind him. And to believe, we always have a chance because we have this guy on the field. We have an opportunity because this guy is going to score a big goal for us. That sort of feeling you only get with special talent. You only get that with a Messi, a Ronaldo, Lewandowski, that this guy's going to score an important goal. An important goal is going to happen, and he's going to be the guy. Well, he's become that good of a player for Real Madrid and that important of a player for Real Madrid. And while we want to highlight the productivity, and rightfully so, the performances of Karim Benzema do not end there. The goals are one thing, but there's a certain hold-up play, movement with the ball, movement without the ball, leadership, presence, quality of play, character, temperament, all great things from Karim Benzema, and he has displayed that throughout the course of the season. He has been special.
He really has been so special. Our pitchside team are ready now. The celebrations are dying down somewhat on the pitch, and so we are able to hear from them. Alexis Nunes, Sid Lowe and Pablo Zabaleta. Alexis, tell us how it's been to be there.
Yeah, Kay, honestly, it has been a brilliant vibe, to be honest. I feel so bad for Espanyol. I'm assuming that they're doing their absolute most to get out here as quickly as possible. All of the celebrations are just to the right of us now by the ultras. They definitely are always here with their drums, as you will know, singing nonstop for Real Madrid. And now the players are going over there to give them thanks for what's been, as we said, not a perfect season for Real Madrid, not the Galacticos Real Madrid that's used to blowing everyone out of the water. But still, here they are, champions with four match days to go. Definitely something to celebrate, Pablo.
And they got it well deserved. I mean, yeah, that's true. They've not been playing the most entertaining football during the whole season, but they were consistent enough to win the league. I mean, you could ask if they benefit from Barcelona's problem or Atletico Madrid and all that, but I think they were the best team in the league, we'll have to say. Some individual performance been really good. Courtois, Vinicius, Benzema, Modric, all of them been fantastic. So that's why they are champions, and they deserve it 100%.
Sid?
Well, they've only not been top for 2 weeks in the season. That was the second week after the 3-3 draw with Levante, and then just after the time they were beaten actually by this lot, by Espanyol. Only been beaten three times all year. Obviously, the most recent of those was the Clásico, the 4-0 here. But they've been comfortably the best team almost all the way through the season. At every point at which we felt like, I wonder if someone else will emerge to challenge them, they've then effectively stood up and said, no,
yep,
we're not letting it happen. Every time there's been a doubt about Real Madrid, there's been a big game, they've gone and won it. And of course, the most recent of those, and the one that really made us think, that's it, there is no league title race, was away at Sevilla. To put this into context, 35 league titles. This is only the third time they've picked up a league title and wrapped it up as early as this. So it's been comfortable almost all the way through.
And I know that we were talking about doing this segment for our ESPN FC YouTube, because I asked both of you guys, in a season that probably wouldn't have impressed you as older Real Madrid teams that we've come to see, what's been the most impressive moment from them, this current crop of players, all season, Pablo?
Well, I think the first win at the Camp Nou in the Clásico, when they won 2-1, that's something that, you know, at the beginning of the season, they won away from home. And at that moment, especially from November to December, they just kept winning games.
Yeah.
And we all knew that time, that's when Koeman left, You know, Xavi came in, they were mid-table at that time. We all thought that Real Madrid was going to win the league. When they lost to Barcelona at the Bernabeu, we thought, wow, you know, Barcelona is in a very good moment now, in a good dynamic, we'll see. But they just went to Seville when they were 2-0 down at halftime, and they put in a great performance in the second half. They won that game when Benzema scored just right at the end, and we all thought, no chance, Real Madrid is going to win it. And like we said before, I mean, they've been really consistent this season. Some up and downs in some games, some poor performance, some 45 minutes, but when they really needed to show up and say, this is what we are, that's why we are Real Madrid, they've done it, so that was easy for them.
Ancelotti made that point yesterday. He said, look, we went away to Bilbao, to San Sebastian, to Sevilla, to Barcelona, and won all of those games. And he's quite right. And those are, theoretically, at least the games where you really struggle. Even the most recent one, away at Osasuna, in theory, that's a game that Real Madrid don't like. And they went there and they played brilliantly. By the way, they played brilliantly with a changed team and won very comfortably. You look at the three defeats, week 8, week 20, week 29. So every time there's a defeat, what happens? 8 or 9 weeks without losing. 8 or 9 weeks feeling in control. And I think in that sense, there can be absolutely no questioning that they deserve to win this league. In terms of choosing a performance, I was thinking about this earlier and we were talking about it off air. And you won't thank me for reminding you of this, because we got absolutely soaked in the pouring
rain. Yes, we did. We broke umbrellas.
Pouring rain. The umbrella was useless by the end of the night. Completely and utterly useless. Terrible conditions. And they went away to Real Sociedad at a time when we were looking at Real Sociedad saying, this is a really good team at home.
Mm-hmm.
A really, really good team. They lost Benzema early on. Jovic had to come in and actually play very well, a guy that we've not seen very much of. And I thought they were really good away at Real Sociedad.
And just looking at the gap right now, Real Madrid obviously have a chance to actually break that record right now. Just looking at that, A, do you think they'll do it? It's just going to happen. And B, how do the rest even compete with them next season, considering we do know that they're going to strengthen in the summer, and they're going to strengthen with some pretty big names, as we're expecting?
How do the rest compete?
I don't know.
Come on, Pablo, this one's for you.
Mbappe,
how does the team deal with this?
Yeah. Well, I think Mbappe is the main target probably for this football club. They know he's...
You still think they need him, though?
They need him, of course, especially in the way they play, you know, because they need pace up front. You know, they have Vinicius, Rodrigo, but imagine if they can afford to have Mbappe in this team. I mean, that would be amazing. For Mbappé would be also a big move as well, because as a football player, if you got a chance to come to Real Madrid, come on, that's probably one of the greatest places to be as a football player. So, but yeah, I think they Rudiger, maybe another potential signing for, you know, for that back four, and they can shift Alavés to the left back. So they probably will need to strengthen the squad for sure, but the question is, who will be the big names?
Sid, if they do get Mbappe, is that just kind of like game over for everybody else? Because there's already such a gap right now.
Real Madrid fans will have to forgive me for saying this. The good news is no, because it doesn't work like that. And I'm glad it doesn't work like that, because otherwise, obviously, the clubs that accumulate the best players will just win all of the time. And finding a place for players, it doesn't always fit naturally. I must admit, I look at this team and I think that Mbappe with Benzema works really, really well. The question for me is, where exactly do you put Vinicius? Because naturally, Mbappe perhaps plays on the left-hand side with Benzema through the middle. And then you're looking at it and thinking, so what do we do? Do we move Vinicius to the other wing? Is he effective on the other wing? After the season he's had, when he's been absolutely fantastic, you do have to kind of shift things a little bit. The other thing that I think is really interesting, and Ancelotti touched on this yesterday in terms of the, if you like, the rejuvenation of this team, because they are wonderful, Casemiro and Kroos and Modric, but it's also a midfield that we know that at some point needs younger players in there, but of course they've already got them.
Valverde.
Because Camavinga and Valverde are already here, and he was asked yesterday, Ancelotti, look, do you need a replacement for Casemiro, because Casemiro is the only one that really plays that role, and he said we've already got them in the squad. And in fairness, I don't entirely agree with him. He said, because Toni Kroos can play there, and personally I'm not convinced that he can, at least not regularly, but Camavinga maybe can, with a little bit of adaptation, because it's not his natural role. But I think this is actually a stronger squad than it looks, partly because the strength in depth hasn't been used this year.
This isn't a
team that's rotated very much.
Well, that strength and depth might come in handy. Well, it's come in handy today, but it probably should come in handy as well on Wednesday. That's what we've been talking about, just sitting behind the goal, just wondering what this place is going to be like come Wednesday when Manchester City come here. They do have a slight lead, Pablo, with your cheeky little smile.
Oh,
they do have a slight lead.
Just the Real Madrid fan, Zabaleta, told Pep we're going to win 4-0.
They've been giving Pablo some slight abuse, but that's the thing, they're so confident because, again, just looking at that match that we saw, every time you felt that Manchester City was going to run away with it, Madrid just came knocking back. And even though that they weren't able to draw with them then, you just still feel that here, knowing that they've been champions and back in front of their fans, it's building up to a special night, isn't it, Pablo?
What a game was going to be, for sure. It's a shame I don't have a chance to come on Wednesday.
Stop.
You know what? They could have done with a fullback the other night.
I know. They really need to help to give me a call. But I mean, I wish I could come because it's going to be a huge night for both teams. I know for Real Madrid is going to be huge. But listen, Man City also have a really strong team. They should not be afraid of Real Madrid. Of course, you have to respect this place, the history of this club, the momentum that we spoke before the game. But look at this Man City squad. They've been also playing wonderful football this season. I know against Liverpool it's going to be a really good, you know, title race until very end. But also it's going to be huge for the club, for Pep, for everyone to take the team, you know, and the club back again to the Champions League final. So it's going to be a fantastic game. I know I'm confident. I'm confident. I'm always confident with Man City. I know this is a difficult place. I know that. Those comebacks of Real Madrid.
But you're still going for City.
But listen, I'm confident. I'm confident.
Sid, what about you? In terms of Real Madrid, does it kind of help them, the fact that they've taken care of business today, taken care of business in terms of the season? Man City very much locked in this title race with Liverpool. Does it that kind of help, a weight lifted off their shoulders to just fully focus?
To be honest, I think it would have helped more if they'd been able to win the league a couple of weeks ago. And let's not ask for that because they've already won it very early.
Exactly.
But I think maybe a couple of weeks ago because then the preparation
for
this. They, bear in mind, they have had to play and win today.
Yeah.
And that's Manchester City game is 4 days away, and it's the only game they then have to worry about in the Champions League unless they reach the final. And at that point, of course, they can rest. I'm not always sure, and I'd love to know what you think about this, Pablo, whether it's actually a good thing to have games that don't matter coming up to a really big match. Whether you maybe lose a little bit of competitiveness. We saw, for example, how bad the Champions League final was between Liverpool and Spurs after Liverpool had, I think it was 3 weeks rest. And all of that momentum and all of that energy seemed to have kind of gone.
Listen, for some players, 2 days of rest is good. But for some players, it's only 48 hours. It's not long enough. But if you look, I think they play in Leeds away,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, always Premier League games away from home, really tough, really hard. But I think, you know, they have plenty of time to recover all the players. The game will be on Wednesday night, so they have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday to complete the rest. But I think psychologically it's good when you go from a game from the Premier League and then into the game in the Champions League with only 3 days in between. I think everyone will keep focus, and then hopefully, you know, they don't have any injury. Kevin De Bruyne, all those players, hopefully nothing happened. The back four, they all need the Cancelo back into the team as well. So, but especially Kevin De Bruyne, he's the main man. He's one of those players that everyone will be praying, you know, to stay fit, because they need Kevin De Bruyne for the game on Wednesday.
And of course, from Real Madrid's point of view, that side of it was perfect tonight.
Yeah.
So because today they've been able to rest the players that they had any doubts about. They've been able to bring the players. I mean, this is proven by the fact that first substitutions happen on the 60th minute. That's the kind of substitution that's been decided pre-game.
Yeah, but listen, when we did the Clásico here, when Real Madrid lost, they play on a Tuesday or Wednesday, I don't know, in the Champions League, and Barcelona playing on Thursday now in the Europa League. And then in the game, we all thought, okay, physically Real Madrid will be a lot better. And it was not.
Presumably Man City's players, and you tell me, presumably Man City's players now have watched this and are thinking, I really hope they go out tonight and celebrate this big style. and that perhaps it's, you know, a couple of days hangover, a little bit of tiredness.
I don't think Carletto will let them.
I'm not sure he's letting that happen.
I don't think he's going to let that happen. But Pablo, if you want to know, Manchester City are actually leading Leeds right now by one goal to nothing.
Yes.
So
we don't have internet here. We cannot see anything.
No, we struggle with Wi-Fi here at the Bernabeu, but still, I'll let you know that. that. So.
Okay, thank you. That's right. Great. That's great to hear.
So both teams probably could be coming off of a massive high this weekend ahead of that massive clash midweek in the Champions League right here at the Santiago Bernabeu. But you know what? I don't think they're thinking too much about that right now. They're still enjoying with the fans. All their families and children are all on the pitch as well, because as it is, Real Madrid are champions of La Liga.
Alexis, has Sid tucked his shirt in yet?
No.
Yes, I have.
Oh, he did.
But I didn't need to because the table's back. You see, so I now did it and it was pointless. I could have left it out and no one would have known.
He begged for the table.
I am convinced, by the way, that underneath that absolutely pristine upper half, Luis Garcia is wearing like his pajamas. And but then again, it's Luis Garcia, so they'll be silk pajamas. They'll be absolutely impeccable.
Not a crease inside. Luis is best dressed. End of story.
Absolutely, yep. No way. We've let him go off to shine his shoes because he even has his shiny shoes on, Luis Garcia. I can tell you. Yeah, it's coming up to the first half. Thanks so much, guys, for everything you've done for us today from Madrid. We'll let you go and have a rest and go and celebrate yourselves a little bit. Fantastic broadcast from you guys. There we are, the goddess Cibeles readying herself and the fans already turning up. This is where Real Madrid do celebrate their titles, and she is ready for a date with her boys once again.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't a search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/FC. Just go to Indeed.com/FC right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on the podcast. Indeed.com/FC, terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, let's send it back out to Madrid because Alexis is with our match commentators today, Ian Dark and Maka.
Yes, indeed, Kay. I had to draw Maka away from signing tons and tons of autographs. He's such a happy man today. Both his clubs taking care of business, Liverpool there and Real Madrid taking care of business here today. Maka, the last time we stood here, you literally said that was probably the worst performance we saw of Real Madrid all season. But now that it's all said and done, now that they have been crowned champions early as well, how would you rate the season overall?
Well, the season's been excellent. The game against Barcelona was awful, but since then, they've gone on a great run, haven't they? And they've just continued to win games. They're doing really well in the Champions League, and they've got a huge game coming up on Wednesday, so that'll define the rest of the season, I think, now. But to win the league as early as they have done, to win the Super Cup, as you know, you were there in Saudi Arabia, it's been a wonderful season. And the form of Karim Benzema, who looks as if he's going to walk away with the Pichichi title this year, I think adds to it. I think they've been exceptional.
That's true, Jackie. Just age is nothing but a number when it comes to Karim Benzema, right? How much have you enjoyed seeing this kind of new Karim Benzema come into his own? Better late than never, right?
Yeah, well, he's 34 and he's defying logic, isn't he? Really, he's defying gravity, almost doing what he's doing. I think he's always been a very, very good player. He lived in the shadow, didn't he, really, of Cristiano Ronaldo all those years. But I think he was always doing good things. Now he's the top billing. He is the star, and I think he's heading for the Ballon d'Or. Mm. You know, how is this year going to end for him? Are France going to win the World Cup with him and Mbappe? Maybe.
Maybe he could add a Champions League title to that, but he has already added La Liga title to it. And one of the things we were just talking to the boys, to Pablo and to Sid, was just the fact that now Real Madrid, of course, will look to strengthen. There is Kylian Mbappe, who is pretty much expected to join. But how do you see him fitting in, especially when you see the now harmony that Vinny Jr. and Karim Benzema have with one another?
Yeah, I mean, that is a big question, because Kylian Mbappe likes to play from the left normally, doesn't he, where Vinicius Jr. is playing. I don't see why Vinicius Jr. can't play on the right. I don't see why Kylian Mbappe can't come off the right, because both players are talented enough that they should be able to play in various positions. But what you would say is that with the new stadium, of course, which you mentioned earlier on, and it's going to be ready in about a year's time, it's very exciting times for Real Madrid, doesn't it? We know they've got a pot of money to try and bring in a few players. If they do bring Kylian Mbappe on a free contract, of course, his wages are going to be huge. And if they do bring in Rudiger on a free contract, you can see the side starting to take shape. And the likes of Benzema are going to be around for another couple of years, Modric. But they've got a lot of young players now just starting to refresh the team, and that's what's going to happen. If they're going to go far in European competitions like they have been, they're going to have to need to refresh sooner rather than later.
Well, that's a perfect segue there, Maka, because I do want to talk about European competition. As much as Real Madrid and other fans want to celebrate into the summer for this La Liga title, we do know that they also have half their heart set on Wednesday when they welcome Manchester City. From what we saw in the first leg, Darky, we know we're in for a good one. But what's key in winning this one? Does now Real Madrid take this momentum going into that and probably get the result?
I wouldn't like to try and predict it. I think it's that much on a knife edge. I mean, only a fool, I think, would try to predict it. All I'd say is I think there'll be goals again, because both teams have so much attacking talent. I think Carlo Ancelotti got it right. Real Madrid have to defend a lot better than they did. They got away with it a little bit in the first leg because City didn't put their chances away, didn't take the opportunity to nail it home and really finish the tie. I think they'll make more chances here, but if Casemiro comes in, and he's obviously going to, I think, to stiffen up the midfield. You just look at Real Madrid, and this is their competition, isn't it? The Champions League, and they keep getting out of corners in it. They've done it already against Paris Saint-Germain and Chelsea, and with home advantage, they are going to score. You'd give them a big chance with Benzema, wouldn't you?
I was just going to say that, Maka, this was once your home turf as well. And, you know, on a European night, especially with the fans, sold-out crowd, after they just helped their fans and gifted them this La Liga title early, surely you'd think that the momentum would be on Real Madrid's side.
Yes, but then you look at Manchester City, and they're leading again, aren't they, today against Leeds? So they'll go top of the league again. They're playing really well. I think they realise that they let Madrid back in the game. They should have won by two goals, three goals easily the other day, the chances they've made. And I think they'll come here, just as the announcer starts coming on, I think Manchester City will come here and score goals. I really do, and I don't know whether Real Madrid will be able to keep them out. Be interesting to see David Alaba. He's walking around here, but he's got his tracksuit bottoms on. I don't know whether he's going to be fit enough, which is going to be a huge thing. Eder Militao has to be a lot more calmer if he plays. There's a number of question marks about Real Madrid defensively. Yes, they've walked away with the title and they won easily today, but once Manchester City rock up, I think it's going to be really difficult for them to do. I think Manchester City will get the job done.
Maka, wow, going for the bold one there. All right, thanks so much, gentlemen. Well, Rodrigo's just to the side of us now, signing some shirts. He had a pretty great day today. I was going to say night, but it's still day, which means that the partying will continue in Cibeles. We'll see. Maybe we go and follow it. I don't know. We'll see. We know that these boys love a party. But
we'll have some water with them.
We'll have some water first. Yes, exactly. Back to you, Kay.
There's absolutely no way Maka is not following the celebrations in Madrid. Not a chance.
He's having his own celebration in his own
You know me too well, Kay. You know me too well.
Yeah, and worryingly, you know the city too well. That's why we know that you will be enjoying yourself today. Thanks, guys. A great call from you both today. A great work as well, Alex. It's been great to have all the reaction from the Santiago Bernabeu. And we have more La Liga coming up for you. It's Athletic taking on Atleti today, 2:30 Eastern. Ali and I will be back with all the build-up to that game. Make sure you join us then. But that will do it for Real Madrid. Another league title for them, 35 now in their history, and a 4-0 win over Espanyol. Now all attention turns to the big game this week, the second leg semi-final against Manchester City. Can you do it? You wouldn't put it past them.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.